the people of the world recognize the Islamic resistance in Lebanon or Hezbollah for their very resistance, not necessarily for cultural issues. But the people of Lebanon themselves, be it Sunni, Muslim, Shiite, and indeed Christians, if not others, recognize them not for their mighty and stout defense against foreign occupation and domination, but particularly for their social, humanitarian, and indeed cultural activities. About this, here's Press TV's Maryam Saleh reporting.
Hezbollah has opened its first permanent museum and park atop a wooded hill here that was a strategic territory in the 2006 war with Israel. The group is now an established political force and has transformed itself into a powerful military, political, and social organization in Lebanon. Hezbollah opened the park in late May, marking the 10th anniversary of Israel's withdrawal from southern Lebanon.
We chose this place in order to transport the message of Hezbollah, in order to tell all the people what Hezbollah really is, in a true and a sincere way, a way of any advertisement and a way of any propaganda.
This tourism resort is situated on the southern hill of Mlita near Nabatieh. It was also here that in the early 80s, Imad Mughniyeh and Sayyid Abbas Mousawi trained the first group of resistance fighters. During the years of occupation, the place was a strategic military camp for the resistance. One of Hezbollah's most effective combat secrets was and will be their ability to move freely in a familiar landscape. Now, Mlita was the main defense line during the years of occupation after 1982, and ironically, it was prepared with trenches and fortifications that even Israel's most advanced air force could not detect. The job was done in a relatively short period of time. After the dust of the 2006 war cleared, Hezbollah's cultural team began to prepare the park with all sorts of Israeli military equipment collected over the years, even entire Merkava tanks. We were given a tour to the meeting and hiding places for the fighters, as well as the tunnels and trenches. The scene is especially touching after you hear the voice of former Secretary General Sayyid Abbas Mousawi.
This specific barricade in which Sayyid Abbas Mousawi used to say these prayers we are hearing, in which Sayyid Abbas Mousawi used to make meetings and arrange meetings with Hezbollah fighters before going to missions against the Israeli invader and the posts behind. Even though he was the leader of all these fighters, he didn't leave the spot of the battlefield.
Hezbollah seems to have created a city of its own underneath the mountain.
Into now is the control room through which the commanders of Hezbollah used to make it possible to arrange between the different Hezbollah fighters and different Hezbollah groups across the battlefield.
Obviously, this will be a target in any future confrontation. What are your plans then?
The year through this cave was began to be built or dug by Hezbollah fighters, the Israeli enemy failed to detect the exact location of this cave and of other bunkers through all the Mlita. If the Israelis think that by destroying or by bombing this area or this exhibit, they would finish our dream or our dream of sending this message to all the world that we're going to build this again and show their defeat in a more hilarious way.
Even more stunning is Hezbollah's revelation of the complete Israeli army structure. This is one of the most significant segments in the site. What you see here are not merely prizes of war, but they symbolize, as many military analysts believe, Hezbollah's success in depriving the Israeli army of its means, its ability, and even its rank as an undefeatable army. They have also uncovered their explicit knowledge of Israel's defense forces, but most importantly, they have uncovered their targets in any possible confrontation to be able to hit Israel where it hurts most. Military strategist tells that Mlita is not only a military site of contemporary history, but a psychological warfare to help mobilize the nation for defense against future Israeli aggressions.
When you have two enemies on a certain theater of war, when one of these two enemies is, you know, defeated and run away, and he leaves behind him a lot of things, military materials, you try to build something to crystallize your victory. Now, if you go to Melita, this icon is a part of a holistic approach for the resistance. You know what I mean? It is a place in history. It is a place reserved in the timeline of history of Lebanese-Israeli conflict and war. It was a turning point. Why a turning point? Because the Israelis were forced to withdraw from the south without any political cost for the Lebanese as well as for the Arabs. So that's the idea. It's about the new culture of the will to fight Israel.
So far, some 180,000 tourists from Lebanon and abroad have visited this monumental park, making it one of the most visited places in the country. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, from Melita, southern Lebanon.